Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday the 3rd of April. Right, firstly, the Aintree sign up is available on Twitter and also being mailed out so people can get that PDF in effect from now, and then we will update that with the trends from Thursday morning onwards. So the qualifiers will be posted only to those that enter their email via that sign up page. It will not be done elsewhere, and I've got a busy 3 days, so I can't chase around after people with email. If you're going to use Hotmail and Yahoo, BT, the likelihood is that not everyone will get through. That's just the way it is. We can't do anything about that. Gmail is by far the most reliable, but whatever email you enter in there, you'll get redirected to download the PDF immediately, and then we will send out the qualifiers Thursday through Saturday, including the big race itself, of course. You're a funny old bunch, aren't you? I mentioned two things last week, both of which I forgot yesterday. One was my story about getting beaten up on the plane, and two was my that I was going to give a free space to a seminar at Birmingham on Sunday. I forgot both yesterday, and the majority of you are more interested about me getting beaten up on the plane than winning a £500 seminar ticket to meet a betting genius and have a beer. I'm absolutely staggered. But right, the plane story I'll have to wait till tomorrow. It may turn out to be one of those things where you had to be there, but it was quite amusing. As for the seminar place, I will give a space to the Birmingham seminar on Sunday the 7th at the Crown Plaza NEC Birmingham. So you need to be able to attend that from meet at 9, stopping about 4:30, and then I usually hang around and have a beer for an hour for some informal questions and chats. If you're somebody, if you happen to win and you've already paid for that seminar, then I will refund your money. In effect, I'll give you the money you've paid back, or somebody new if they win it. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to email the answer in, and if you get all the correct answers, will then be drawn by my good lady. We will draw one on Thursday evening, so you've got from now until Thursday evening, and I will announce the winner in the podcast on Friday morning, around about lunchtime. So, the question is, in England, there are eight cities that have two professional football clubs. So there are eight cities that have two professional football clubs. Can you send me in a list of the eight? Send them to ftsincomemail@gmail.com with a heading of seminar comp, please. And as I say, all the correct ones, we will print them off and just put them in a bag and draw one out, and that person, I will contact them as soon as we've done the draw, but I'll announce it in the podcast. So send an email, seminar comp, to ftsincomemail@gmail.com with the answer to which eight cities have two professional football clubs in England. So you need a list of eight cities. So just a little bit of work. See if you can do it without Google first, and then obviously if you can't, Google it. But you know, might want to Google it to check, but test yourselves first. So that's the free bet. Beaten up on a plane tomorrow. Done the questions. I like the fact that you'll wonder how I got beat up, or maybe some were hoping I got beat up. Right, obviously it's the big night in the old Tottenham Hotspur Stadium tonight, which could end a damn squib. And people sort of think, oh, I'm just negative. No, I'm not. It's realist. I don't think a club has failed to disappoint over the last 20 years, than more than Tottenham. Maybe Liverpool would have a case, a number of finals they've got to and things, but at least they have had a Champions League. We are the masters of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And I just don't really see anything changing as it is. I might be surprised listening to Levy talk yesterday, talking of us becoming one of the world's best. Well, you need to spend some money and invest in top, top players, not keep trying to buy youngsters with a sell-on venue. And I think he's been found right out this season, where just a couple of additions in January, you know, actually weakening the squad in January made no sense to me. But we will see. So big game tonight. Obviously the atmosphere and everything will be great. But I think it's going to be a tough game. Last night, I'm a bit annoyed. I've had a really good run football. I've been on an amazing run. I think I've only had about four losing days in the last 2 months. And I always sort of analyse, go back after a day when I finished and do all my records. We really should have lumped on Watford yesterday. Looking at it, Watford were, I had a bet on Watford, but Watford were a fantastic bet. They may have been one of the best 1.7 shots we've seen this year. So I was a bit annoyed, despite having a good night, I was a bit annoyed that didn't lump on that. It's difficult saying to you guys all lump on this, because obviously I know some people take that too literally, but they were a fantastic bet last night, and one I did miss, looked at, but sort of wrote it off. Juventus as well. I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and I didn't mention it before. I mean, Watford I obviously did, but Juventus were a fantastic price yesterday as well. So hopefully a couple of you are certainly on Watford and on those, but I'll try and be a bit more bullish when I tell you about these things myself going forward. Right, two football trades today. 6:45 in the Dutch Eredivisie, Fortuna Sittard versus ADO Den Haag. The over 3.5 standard bets are laying over 3.5 goals, 2.26, and then trading out. And as I said, try not to stay in them too long, being greedy. Decide what you want to make, 25 to 30% on your stake. So if you stake £100, lay it for £100, you're looking to win just sort of 30 quid. And if you do that, take it and go. Or the alternative is you let them all run. You've got to be consistent, not sitting there thinking you can nick an extra fiver. And that's the key to it. You know, it's about the discipline of that. So Fortuna Sittard versus ADO Den Haag, laying the over 3.5. And then at 7:45 in Scotland, Rangers versus Hearts. If it is 0-0, sort of 25 minutes onwards, I'm going to start laying a later first half goal. So 25 minutes through to 40 minutes. Drip laying a late first half goal. If it is 0-0, obviously if it's goals gone in early, then no interest in the game. If it then gets to half time and it's still 0-0, then I will look to back over 1.5 and I back it at 45 minutes. Stays 0-0 till 65. I'll back it again at 65 minutes and trade from there. So that's it all for today. I'm not about at all, so I've got this 60th birthday and then rushing up to meet Suggsy and go to this new stadium. So the beaten up on the plane story tomorrow for the chance for the seminar. Which 8 cities in England have 2 professional football clubs? Send that to ftsincomemail@gmail.com. The 2 football trades, Fortuna Sittard versus ADO Den Haag, lay over 3.5. And in Scotland, Rangers versus Hearts, a late first half goal. And if it's still 0-0 half time, over 1.5. Also, it's good to see we got some bright people on FTS. We had 3 people that I'd given free bets to over the weekend, and they all submitted their bets. We had a lay the draw at Forest, I think that one with a late goal. We had a both teams to score, Tottenham Liverpool, and that one. And we had Hibernian away to Livingston, I think it was, and that one. So all 3 of you who won, if you can email me or DM me on Twitter, obviously you don't get the 50, but you get your winnings, so you've all got a bit of winnings to come. So if you send me your details, I will get that over to you. Right, that's it. Have a great Wednesday. I don't even know what day of the week it is. I'm going to leave the golf this week. I will obviously get involved for the Masters next week. So have a great Wednesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.